Well, I am joined over the phone today with the sheriff of Beltrami County, Jason Riggs. Now, I've asked him to talk to me a little bit about after the Department of Corrections issued yet another order for the Beltrami County Jail. Now, I don't have the paperwork right in front of me at this time, but I'm sure you do, Jason.
I do have some paperwork, yes.
So, with the reduction in capacity, I imagine that puts quite a strain on our facilities and, you know, the need for further transportation of inmates, right?
It does, yes. We were reduced from an operating capacity of 118 beds down to 72 beds.
All right, 72 beds. So, can you tell us a little bit about the nature of the complaint and what the Beltrami County Jail has done so far to remedy the situation?
A complaint initiated with the Department of Corrections regarding medical transportation of inmates and the lack of staff to do it. And we received the order from Commissioner Paul Schnell on the evening of, late evening on Friday the 27th. And immediately on Saturday morning, myself, the chief deputy, and our jail administrator began working on a plan to reduce the jail population as we were given the date of February 1st to be in compliance.
And as, of course, February 1st is tomorrow, I imagine there'll be, shuttling of inmates to other facilities?
Yes. So as of Monday morning, we were below capacity, moving out quite a few inmates to get to that 72 or less. And, we're working with the county attorney's office. I've got in the city of Bemidji attorney's office, and I've got a meeting tomorrow with our judges, and we're going to try to come up with some plans to have in place for some alternate, we're looking into the possibility of a more robust electronic monitoring. Obviously, I've got to have that conversation with our judiciary first, but David Hansen and Katie Nolting with the city attorney's office, we've had some discussion about, what we do with our misdemeanors, and we've kind of temporarily enacted an order where some of our inmates, depending on their charges, can be cited and released. If there's not a danger to the public, obviously, or fear of, other criminal involvement. So.
And as I recall, Beltrami County used to have a sentence to serve program, but that program kind of went away because the nature of crimes that are happening now don't fit into the STS program. Do you imagine that the same would be true for EHM?
Only certain people are going to qualify for EHM. And when I say qualify, it's going to be based off of the serious nature of what those crimes are, not necessarily financial or anything like that. It would be more so what would be involved with, is there a danger to the public or not?
All right. Well, Jason, what about for staffing? Now, it wasn't too long ago that it seemed like you were almost fully staffed, right?
We've gotten within one member being fully staffed. And then it just seems like, with the environment that's, we deal with, pretty difficult people in that facility. We've got a lot of, mental health needs, a lot of medical needs. And when it comes to, staff at burnout, it tends to take its toll on people. And so when we get people lined up and hired, people, get injured. We've currently got a number of employees that are out on physical injury right now. And we're down six employees. And it takes, a fair amount of time to get somebody hired. And then obviously to get them properly trained to do the job. And in that process of hiring and training, you're looking at probably 6 to 8 months of hiring and training before someone's even, usable as an employee. And when you have, one or two leave, trying to play catch up with that is very, very difficult.
I imagine so. And it's, Yeah, it sounds like a cycle for the hiring and then the burnout and everything else. So, what would you say? Would you say that this highlights the need for a new facility for Beltrami County?
Yes, absolutely. You know, one of the biggest defects that we have with our current facility is it's a multi-tiered facility, and because of that, it requires much more. It's more staff intensive for fewer inmates because our ratios change. When you have a more direct observation of inmates, you need fewer personnel to effectively, you know, supervise those folks. And so, you know, moving from, you know, right now, if we stay in our standing at an occupational capacity of 72, you know, we need a 5 or 6 man team to do that job. Whereas if we moved into a larger facility with better sight lines and not as many, you know, physical defects with the facility, we could probably do the same, you know, or close to the same amount of staff to a, you know, considerably more higher inmate population.
All right, Jason. Well, is there anything else about this latest update from the DOC you wanted to share with us before I let you go today?
We are in compliance. Staffing shortages for jails are a statewide issue and an ongoing issue, you know, in the country. And as the new sheriff, I'm committed to being, you know, transparent and doing what's right. And so we're working through this issue. We're complying with the order, and we have the everybody's safety in mind, our staff, our inmates, and our community.
All right. Thank you very much.